Donald Trump's legal moves to try and stop or delay the trial in his election subversion case have taken a number of different forms, the latest, a lawsuit before the Supreme Court.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
D. John Sauer argued on behalf of the former president and current presidential candidate in the case Donald J. Trump versus United States. It stems from special counsel Jack Smith's federal election subversion case. Sauer argued that Trump cannot be charged for attempting to overturn his 2020 election loss because he has presidential immunity for official acts.
If a president can be charged, put on trial, and imprisoned for his most controversial decisions as soon as he leaves office, that looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed. Every current president will face de facto blackmail and extortion by his political rivals while he is still in office.
At one point, he asked a rhetorical question reminiscent of the old "What about Hillary?" defense.
Could President George W. Bush have been sent to prison for obstructing an official proceeding or allegedly lying to Congress to induce war in Iraq? Could President Obama be charged with murder for killing U.S. citizens abroad by drone strike? Could President Biden someday be charged with unlawfully inducing immigrants to enter the country illegally for his border policies?
Opposing the petitioner, Donald J. Trump, in the case was the respondent, the United States.
What we're seeking to impose criminal liability for is a conspiracy to use fraud to subvert the election.
Michael Draben is counselor to the Justice Department's special counsel in the Trump criminal case.
Petitioner, however, claims that a former president has permanent criminal immunity for his official acts unless he was first impeached and convicted. His novel theory would immunize former presidents for criminal liability for bribery, treason, sedition, murder, and here, conspiring to use fraud to overturn the results of an election and perpetuate himself in power. Such presidential immunity has no foundation in the Constitution. The framers knew too well the dangers of a king who could do no wrong.
He says the court has never recognized absolute criminal immunity for any public official.
It's baked into the Constitution that any president knows that they are exposed to potential criminal prosecution. My friend says after impeachment and conviction, we don't read the impeachment judgment clause that way, but it's common ground that all former presidents have known that they could be indicted and convicted. And Watergate cemented that understanding.
Draben faced tough questioning from the more conservative members of the court. Justice Samuel Alito talked about a stable democratic society where the losing candidate leaves office peacefully if he's an incumbent. He used a hypothetical case to make his point.
If an incumbent who loses a very close, hotly contested election knows that a real possibility after leaving office is not that the president is going to be able to go off into a peaceful retirement, but that the president may be criminally prosecuted by a bitter political opponent, will that not lead us into a cycle that destabilizes the functioning of our country as a democracy? And we can look around the world and find countries where we have seen this process, where the loser gets thrown in jail.
Draben answered that there are lawful mechanisms for challenging an election.
Petitioner and his allies filed dozens of electoral challenges, and my understanding is lost all but one that was not outcome determinative in any respect. There were judges that said in order to sustain substantial claims of fraud that would overturn an election result that's certified by a state, you need evidence, you need proof. And none of those things were manifested. So there is an appropriate way to challenge things through the courts with evidence. If you lose, you accept the results. That has been the nation's experience.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh says the case has huge implications for the future of the presidency and for the future of the country.
That's the concern going forward, is that the system will, when former presidents are subject to prosecution, and the history of Morrison versus Olson tells us it's not going to stop. It's going to cycle back and be used against the current president or the next president or the next president after that.
The court is expected to release its ruling by the end of June. Most court watchers expect at least a partial victory for Trump, perhaps sending the case back to a lower court and so further delaying the trial. After all, there is a 6-3 conservative majority on the Supreme Court, and three of those six were appointed by then-President Trump. Even so, Draben says it would be a mistake to create sweeping immunity that no president has needed.
I think we have also had a perfectly functioning system that has seen occasional episodes of presidential misconduct. The Nixon era is the paradigmatic one. The indictment in this case alleges another. For the most part, I believe that the legal regime and the constitutional regime that we have works, and to alter it poses more risks.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.